his hand, but awful. Rioli will kick it. That is delicious. And here is Swan, deep in the pocket. He's kicked the goal. Hodge at one end, Swan at the other.
Bartel looked the most likely. Clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackey. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Gets it from Mitchell. Bergen kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Curry. Wheels around. Gathers the football. He's kicked a miracle. He's put it through to the outside of the boot, running to the wrong pocket. Oh, can you believe that?
That is delicious.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting edition of Footy Frenzy. My name's Luke, and this week I'm joined by Hugo. How are you, Hughes?
Good, thank you.
Firstly, before we get into the more serious side of things, how did you, the Karen Patterson Lions, go on the weekend?
Oh, well, we smashed 137-0.
You won 137-0?
Yes.
How many big ones did you kick, mate?
One.
You kicked one?
Yeah, and three behinds.
You kicked one through. Not bad, not bad at all. Well, Hughes, what an amazing round of football we've had. Round 10, it was an absolute corker. We had big upsets. We had big forwards kicking big bags of goals. We had arguably the game of the year on Friday night. There was movement in the top eight. Teams coming in, teams going out. There was records being broken with the number of possessions and dream team and all this. It was all happening. It was a great... What do you think? It was a good round?
Yeah, it was very good.
I enjoyed it. I think you've got the first game for review.
Yep. Richmond got 18-13. And St Kilda got 16-17.
Yeah, and who kicked the goals?
Rewell kicked 8. Edwards kicked 2. Nahas kicked 2. Delidio and Tuck kicked 1. Merrick, Martin, Vickery, Ellis.
And Saints?
Saints got... Sad got... 3, Rewell got 3, Armitage got 2, Malira got 2, Graham got 2, Goddard, Del Santo, Cozzy, and Milne.
They were all singles. It was probably game of the year so far. It was a great exhibition of all the things that make our game great. There was big marks, it was tight, it was contested, it was hard, it was physical, it was a really good game to watch. As a mutual supporter of either team, had no vested interest, but I was enthralled in the contest. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
Oh, that's all right then, you missed the good one. The mids for the Tigers were the difference. Deledio with 29, Cochin with 28, and Dusty with 26. They were the ultimate reason that the Tigers got up. And it was the kind of win that I reckon the Tigers had to have. They were continually challenged throughout the game and they kept on answering. So it was a sign of maturity for their team. Moving on to the game on Saturday, the Geelong Greater Western Sydney game. Many people thought this was going to be a 100-plus game, including myself. Geelong 19-12, 126 to GWS Giants 9-7-61. For the Cats, Harry Taylor kicked 6. Move from the back line to the forward line to boot 6 big ones. Stevie J with 5. The Big Pod, 3. Chapman, 2. Guthrie, Stevenson and Stringer all with singles. And for GWS, Jeremy Cameron, 2. That man is going to be a superstar when he's older. Shiel also kicked 2. Treloar, 2. Green, Ward, Tyson. And it was the usual suspects in the best for Geelong. And for Greater Western Sydney, it was Ward, Scully, Shiel, Cornelio, Green, Cameron, Gillies and Adam. Hughes, tell me about the game.
Well, GWS came out and kicked the first 3 goals.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That's amazing, down at the Cattery.
GWS had a fantastic run and spread and were even with Geelong at the halftime.
So, they were even at halftime?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a decent effort on their behalf. What was the difference in the end?
Well, Geelong's bigger bodies and experience eventually got the job done.
Oh, it's good to see. They are... GWS played well, but I guess it was always going to be Geelong's day down there.
Yeah.
I think we've got our first question that's been posted on radiocarom.org. It comes from Nick, and Nick asks, who is the better looking journo, Mick Molloy, the Chief, Anthony Hudson, or Hutchie? Firstly, I don't know why you'd ask a question like that. I'm a little bit concerned. I know you're married with a kid, so I don't know why you'd be asking that question. I'm going to answer this one, Hugo. I'm not going to put you in an awkward position. I'm going to go with the Chief just because he played with Hawthorn. I don't know any other way to answer that question, personally. Interesting, that one. Let's go to the next game on Saturday down at Aurora.
Hawthorn kicked 27-12 and North Melbourne kicked 9-5. Franklin kicked 13.
Kicked 13?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Lewis kicked 3. Young kicked 2. Lewis kicked 2. Rioli kicked 2. Puopolo
yep.
kicked 2. Roughhead, Smith and Hale.
And for North, who kicked the goals?
Wright kicked 3, Edwards, Attlee, Adams, Petrie, Wells, and Swallow. Best, Franklin, Mitchell, Birchall, Swool,
Puopolo,
and Howe. North Melbourne, Wells, Rimmer, Wright, and Adams.
Now, Hughes, can you tell me if you think this is a decent day out? 22 kicks, 1 handball, 6 tackles, 11 marks, 13 goals, 4 behinds, a dream team score of 204, and a super coach score of 236. Do you reckon that's a decent game?
Yes, very decent.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Did you watch that game at all?
Yes, I did.
Did you? Were you cheering for Buddy at the end
yes,
to kick more?
Yes.
And you're a Carlton supporter, aren't you?
Yeah.
It was hard not to get involved in the emotion and the romance of that game at the end. Moving away from Buddy, I think that North Melbourne's very lucky this week that there's a whole lot of other issues dominating the media, e.g. Melbourne's big win and Hawthorn playing so well, because otherwise the blowtorch would be well and truly on Brad Scott. North, in the last couple of weeks, they were run down Port Adelaide, who kicked 6 unanswered. The following week, Brisbane were able to kick 7 unanswered, and after leading the Hawks early by 15, the Hawks were able to slam on 8 unanswered goals, followed by a further 7 unanswered later in the game. They just can't stop it when the run comes against them. They've got no defensive structures. They're the third highest scored against team, which is not good. But the Hawks midfield really dominated. Their egos were smashed throughout the week, and I think they answered their critics sufficiently. I think we've got another question on RadioCarom.org that's been posted by one of our listeners. What do they have to say?
Lucas writes, who do you think is going to win the Coleman medal?
Who do you think is going to win the Coleman, Hughes? Who's going to kick the most goals this year?
I'm thinking, Buddy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have to agree with you. Now, Rewa played an absolute blinder on Friday night. He kicked 8, which was a decent effort. But I think Buddy came out on Saturday and had enough of that nonsense of people talking how good Rewa was. And he made a statement about who the main man is. And I think he's got his sights well and truly on his third Coleman medal, which will be a decent achievement. I believe you got the next game, Hughes.
Yep.
It's Freo versus Adelaide.
Yeah. Freo got 12-10, Adelaide got 17-9. Fremantle goals were Pavlich got 3, Crowley got 2, Barlow got 2, Main got 2, Ballantyne, Mundy, Hill.
Yep, and for the
and
Crows.
Adelaide. Walker got 4, Sloan got 3, Wright got 3, Callanan got 2, Petrenko. Dangerfield, Jenkins, Paul Pleaser,
yep.
And John Cobb.
And for the bests?
Frio De Boer.
Yep, De Boer.
Barlow, Crowley, Johnson, Pavlich, and McFarlane. Adelaide's got Sloan, Dangerfield, Petrenko, Wright, Jacobs, and Walker.
It was actually a really, really good game. Did you see any of it?
Not that game.
Okay. It's actually kind of the forgotten game of the round because of all the other more high-profile games because it was over in the West. But Fremantle did hit the lead early in the last quarter, and then Adelaide slammed on the last five goals to take a convincing 29-point lead. Mids, Rory Sloane, he had 33 touches, and Patrick Dangerfield had 32, and they were the main men for getting the Crows over the line. Now, before we move on to the next game, I think we've got a piece of audio we'd like to play for you. Hope all the Melbourne supporters enjoyed that, and more importantly, I hope all the Essendon supporters enjoyed that one, because the next game is Essendon versus Melbourne. What happened, Hughes?
Well, Essendon kicked 16, Melbourne kicked 8-10. Goals, Essendon, Watson got 2, Davey, Melksham, Hocking and Collier. Melbourne got Garland 2, Howe, Morton, Molony, Jones, Clark, Sylvia,
yeah, after the best.
Best, Essendon got Watson, Dempsey, Stanton, Howlett, and
Zaharakis. And for Melbourne,
Watts, Jones, Howie, Maloney, Rivers, Grimms, and Nicholson.
Yep, when Spud Frawley was a late withdrawal, you just start to think, by how much is the Melbourne going to get smashed tonight? However, they played really passionate, proud, angry, hard football, and they caught Essendon off guard. It was good to see the senior players, such as Maloney and Jones, who have been criticised throughout the season, really stepping up and making a difference. The Bombers actually looked really tired and lethargic, and Melbourne were just full of beans. They had a lot of energy. They really wanted that win. Another bad performance by Essendon's forward line. It's starting to become a worrying trend. All their goals were midfield or small forward goals once again. So Hurley had no impact, even though Frawley was a late withdrawal. And a special mention to Brad Green, because no one can wear one glove like he can. He's doing great this season. Now, I believe I've got the next game, Port Adelaide, with the upset over your mob, Carlton. That was a shocking one, wasn't it, Yeeks?
Yes, very.
Disappointing for the Carlton team. Port Adelaide, 14-15-99, got the job done against Carlton, 6-9-45. Port Adelaide, Hartletts and Schultz both kicked 3. Broadbent, 2. Thomas, Pierce, Stewart, Brett Ebert, Wingard and Westhoff all singles. And for Carlton, McLean, Betts, Walker, Garlett, Gibbs and Hampson. And in the bests for Port was Hartlett, Broadbent, Ebert, Thomas, Renouf and Schultz. And for Carlton, Ellard, McLean, Judd, Robinson, Warnock and Scotland. Carlton have got some serious injury concerns, I guess. But at the end of the day, I don't think that's a real excuse for a lack of effort or intensity, is it, Hughes?
Not really.
No, you can't blame not having personnel for the way they were trying. Did you think they really tried as well as they can?
No.
No, I don't think so. Put up were a lot harder, weren't they?
Yes.
And you could actually tell that they wanted to win the game a little bit more.
Yeah.
They ran harder, they hit the contested ball a lot harder, and they just wanted it more. So well done to Port Adelaide. I think that's 3 on the trot now, and they're actually got their season back on track. And the dead rubber that many would have predicted a couple of weeks ago, Hawthorn Port Adelaide next week, is actually shaping as a good game. We've got another question that's left on our website, radiocarum.org. And Heather asks, when will Jared Waite be coming back and how will it make an impact on Carlton?
Should be back this week to take on the Cats.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon they'll rush him back.
We'll straighten them up and give them a much stronger target for forward.
Yeah.
He also provides the Blues with the link-up play along the wing and cross half-forward.
So it's pretty important for their structures.
Yeah.
As a Carlton supporter, are you looking forward to having Waite back in the team?
Yeah, I reckon that's why we've been losing.
Yeah, you reckon he's that important?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. And I believe you've got the next game, another one of the upsets.
Brisbane Lions and West Coast. Brisbane Lions kicked 16-6 and West Coast kicked 15-10. Goals, Brisbane Lions kicked Drummond 3, Polkinghorne 3, Green 3, Rich, Zorko, Brown, Bewick, Pollock, Barrett and Cornelius.
Yep.
Cornelius. West Coast kick, Pritis kick 3, Cox kick 2, Horn kick 2, Maston, Swift, Selwood, Darling, Schofield, Lynch, Hill and Hams. Best, Brisbane Lions, Redden, Drummond, Rich, Polkinghorne, Zorko and Brains. West Coast, Pritis, Maston, Gaff, Schofield, McKenzie, Swift.
Really good game. Really, really good game. Great result, great finish. The Lions kicked 8-5 in the last quarter, so they were able to turn around. I think they were down by about 17-18 at three-quarter time. They hit the front with a massive 60-metre torp kicked from James Polkinghorne that bounced through. Now, you don't see the torp very often these days, do you, Hughes?
No, not really.
It was interesting that he went that option, but a good one because it got them the results. I reckon this win takes the pressure right off Michael Voss. I think there may have been some question marks over his coaching, but I think he's doing all right now. The next game's mine, Sydney versus Western Bulldogs. Sydney, 20-12-132 to 5-10-40, the Doggies. Sydney Swans, Jetta kick 4, TDL, Trent Dennis-Lane and McGlynn both kick 3, Bolton, Jack Reid, LRT kicked 2, and Kennedy O'Keefe chipped in with some singles. For the Doggies, Pickham kicked 2, Cordy, Vespremi and Wallace. For Sydney, the best were Jack, Richards, Hanbury, Bolton, Shaw, TDL, Jetta and LRT. And for the Doggies, Boyd, Pickin, Vespremi, and Boyd. Oh, they've got Boyd down twice in the best, so he did play well. I don't know whether that's worthy of having two. Massive win by the Swans. They played really well. They defied the conditions. It was really wet and windy, but they played really clean, fast, clinical football. E.g., they kicked 9 straight in the first quarter, which was a decent achievement. The Bulldogs, they're just lacking a key forward. Their back line's standing up, their midfield's strong, but they just don't have anyone up forward. They kept bombing the ball long, and the really attacking Sydney defence just kept running it out and turning into scores. So they really need a big key forward, and they need it soon. I believe you've got the last game of the round, Hughes.
Yes, Collingwood and Gold Coast. Collingwood kicked 23-11, Gold Coast kicked 7-10. Collingwood goals got Sinclair got 3, Cloak got 3, Elliot got 3, Fasolo got 2, Didak got 2, Thomas got 2, Pendlebury, Buckley, Wood, Beams, Williams, Thomas and 2, Goldsack, Willingham. Gold Coast, Brown kicked 3, Lynch, Russell, Shaw and Hall. Best, Collingwood got Thomas, Cloak, Didak, Beams, Willingham, Buckley and Sidebottom. Gold Coast got Ablett, Bennell, Isles and Russell.
Good game by Ablett. I think he ended up with 53 touches. I think it was 31 kicks and 22 handballs, which is a decent game. Did you get more touches on the weekend, Hughes?
Not really.
53?
No, I was in the back line.
Oh, you're in the back line. And you still managed to kick 1-3 from the back line.
No, I got in the third quarter, I got in full forward.
Oh, nice. Collingwood's now won 7 in a row, and they're starting to build a lot of momentum in their season. They keep losing players, but they keep on bringing in players that are ready-made, and their development of their youth is really something to behold, and I think it's an example that other clubs should be taking, because these kids are coming in and they're playing the role, and I think that's why Collingwood can really be considered as one of the main threats for the flag this year. I think we've got another question that's been left on RadioCarrum.org.
Yeah. Is Gary Ablett playing in midfield detrimental for the growth of young GC mids?
So who asked that?
Luke.
That guy sounds intelligent. I I'm happy somebody put that on the agenda, because I was thinking this a couple of weeks ago, and it's confirmed it on the weekend for me. I think that it may be having a detrimental effect on the young Gold Coast mids. If he's having 53 touches, it means that the others aren't getting a lot of the ball. Now, if we have a look at Bennell and Bennell and Swallow's best games this year, they were both best games when Ablett was out with his knee. Everyone was raving about how well Bennell played. Now, yes, he does provide great leadership, and he's setting a fantastic example for the young midfields to learn off. However, is it detrimental having him in the midfield for the whole game? Could they play him across half-back or in the forward line to give these kids more of a chance in the midfield to develop? So maybe play Ablett in the forward line for half, maybe in the midfield for half, instead of running him through the midfield for the whole half, or for the whole game. So I'd actually like some feedback on that theory. So if you want to get onto the Radio Karen website and either leave us a question or have a crack at what I've just said then, I'd like to hear what other people think on that issue. Now, Hughes, let's jump onto the ladder to see what's happening. At the bottom in 18th, we have got Gold Coast with 0 wins, 10 losses. The GWS with 1 win, 9 losses. The Demons, after the big upset on the weekend, with 1 win and 9 losses. The Doggies sit with 4 and 6. The Lions, 4 and 6. And Port Adelaide in 13th with 4 and 6. They're actually only 2 games out of the 8 now. North, 4 and 6 in 12th. Fremantle 5-5 in 11th, the Tigers 5-5 in 10th, and they've got a nice month coming up. St Kilda 5-5 in 9th, and I believe you've got the top 8.
Yes, Geelong Cats got 6 wins, 4 losses, the Blues got 6-4, Hawthorn got 6-4, Sydney got 7-3, Collingwood got 8-2, Adelaide Crows got 8-2, Essendon got 8-2, and West Coast Eagles got 8-2.
Now, we're going to quickly run through each team, and I want you to tell me whether you think they will finish in the top 8 this year, okay? So just say yes or no. Gold Coast.
Yes.
You think they'll finish in the top 8 this year?
Yes.
Gold Coast? They haven't won a game yet.
Oh, not Gold Coast.
No.
No.
Gold Coast.
No.
I agree. GWS?
Yeah. No.
No. Melbourne?
No.
No. Doggies?
No.
No. Brisbane?
No.
No. Port?
Maybe.
No. North?
No.
Fremantle?
No.
No. Richmond?
Yes.
You think they will play finals?
Yes.
I still agree with you on that one. St Kilda?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to say no. Geelong?
No.
You don't think they'll make the finals? I think they will. Carlton?
No.
I don't think Carlton will make the finals. Now, Hughes, before we move on from Carlton, they've got a horror month coming up ahead. Can
yes.
they win any of these next 4 games? They've got West Coast in Paterson. They've got Geelong this Friday night. They've got Hawthorn. And they've got Collingwood. Can they win any of those games?
No.
Okay. I think they may be lucky to pinch one. I don't think they will make the finals. Will Hawthorn make the finals?
Yes.
I agree. Sydney?
Yep.
Yes. And Collingwood?
Yeah.
Yes. Adelaide?
Yep.
Yep. Essendon?
Yep.
Yep. And the Eagles?
Yeah.
So we both agree that Richmond will come in, mm-hmm. and we think Carlton will be the team to go out.
Yep.
Hughes, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yes, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. You'll be joining me again on Friday for Team Talk, is that right?
Yes, I will.
Good, good. Looking forward to it. To everyone that's listened today, thank you for tuning in. We've enjoyed it. Hopefully you have. Remember to like us on Facebook. We're up to 21 likes. We're still chasing that magic 40 number, so get on board. Tell your friends. Tell everyone you know. Remember to keep those questions coming on RadioKarem.org, and also check out all the other shows we've got on Radio Karem at the moment. We've got a breakfast show running at the moment, which is fantastic if you want to get the weather and some news, some celebrity gossip and some songs. The kids are doing a fantastic job. Apart from that, hopefully you guys tune in on Friday for another edition of Team Talk. Hughes, I'll see you on Friday.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, that was an outstanding marketing.
Teammate, every teammate has run to touch him.